It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today's Pie Day, as you know, I'm sure.
Did you?
Right?
Did you bring any?
I didn't bring a pie. I did not.
Okay.
But it's also Albert Einstein's birthday.
Hello.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
So instead of talking about 3.14, blah, 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 we're going to talk about Albert Einstein.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
He's worth it.
So he obviously is best known for developing the theory of relativity. He also made important contributions to quantum mechanics.
Wow.
His mass energy equivalence formula, you know what that is?
E equals MC squared?
That's it.
Fucking me.
Which arises from special relativity, has been called the world's most famous equation, because I couldn't tell you a single other equation off the top of my head.
Did you know that one?
Yeah, everyone knows that one. I didn't know what it means. I don't know what any of those letters mean, but I know that equation, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Throughout his life, Einstein published hundreds of books and articles. He published more than 300 scientific papers and 150 non-scientific ones.
What were those?
Short stories.
Memoir short stories.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. There are a lot of misconceptions floating around the internet about Einstein.
Really?
Including that he failed math as a child.
Oh.
Would you believe that that is absolutely not true?
I wish it was true, though. Don't you wish those? I love those stories of people who did really badly in certain subjects in schools. They were told they weren't going to amount to anything. And then they blow the doors off it.
Okay, well,
but
Einstein excelled at physics and mathematics from an early age.
Okay.
And soon acquired the mathematical expertise normally only found in a child several years his senior. He began teaching himself algebra, calculus, and whatever Euclidean geometry is when he was 12 years old.
I think he invented that.
He may have, yeah. When he was 12 years old, he taught himself all those things.
Whatever.
He made such rapid progress that he discovered an original proof of the Pythagorean theorem before his 13th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A family tutor said that only a short time after he had given the 12-year-old Einstein a geometry textbook, he had worked through the entire book.
That's amazing. Well, you know what? To be fair, he didn't have TikTok.
No, he didn't have nearly as many distractions as there are today.
You're right.
That's right. Or did he have a calculator? Even an abacus?
Jeez. With nearly, I don't, to be honest, I don't know. When did the abacus give way to the calculator? I don't
I'm
know.
Not sure.
That's a good question.
But what's interesting is that nobody knows Einstein's IQ.
Oh, no.
It was never tested.
Oh.
So.
And we'll never know, I suppose.
We'll never know. Einstein became one of the most famous scientific celebrities after the confirmation of his general theory of relativity in 1919. Although most of the public had little understanding of his work, he was widely recognized and admired. In the period before World War II, The New Yorker published a feature saying that Einstein was so well known in America that he would be stopped on the street by people wanting him to explain, quote, that theory.
Ah, that one.
That one.
Please,
yes.
If you could.
Eventually, he came to cope with unwanted inquiries by just pretending to be somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart.
Which is that's a smart move.
It is a very smart move.
Who? Einstein? No, that's not me.
Not me.
I don't know what you're talking about. So Einstein was not part of the Manhattan Project, but he was instrumental in getting it started. On the eve of World War II, he endorsed a letter to President Franklin D. Roosevelt, alerting him to the potential German nuclear weapons program and recommending that the U.S. begin similar research.
Okay.
Yeah. He was also a big music lover.
Oh, really?
He started taking violin lessons at the age of 5, and music had a pivotal and permanent role in his life. Although the idea of becoming a professional musician was never on his mind at any time.
No.
Among those with whom Einstein played chamber music were a few professionals, and he performed for also private audiences and friends.
Huh.
And after he became famous, Einstein would also play a handful of benefit concerts.
Oh, really?
So.
We're having a benefit concert tonight.
Come listen to Einstein play the violin. Who wouldn't go to that? Wouldn't go to that?
I would go to that.
I don't even care what it's benefiting.
Totally.
Yeah.
Go to that.
Now, Einstein was also an inventor. Having spent 7 years working in the Swiss Patent Office, and he secured approximately 50 patents during his lifetime.
All right.
He enjoyed tinkering with electronics and eventually patented a self-adjusting camera, a refrigerator that could last 100 years, and even a blouse.
A blouse? What about the blouse did he invent?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not sure.
One that does something special?
I'm not sure.
Let's go back to the 100-year the refrigerator that lasts 100 years.
Yeah, what happened
somebody,
to that? Can we?
Because I got a Samsung.
Can we go back to that?
And the icebox played up like after like 2 years.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Yeah. He was also the inspiration for Yoda. Makeup artists working on Star Wars modeled Yoda's face on the facial features of Einstein, hoping that it would make the character appear intelligent.
I can kind of see it.
Totally see it.
Kind of see it, yeah.
On April 17th, 1955, Einstein experienced internal bleeding caused by the rupture of an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Mm. He refused surgery and died early the next morning at the age of 76, having continued to work until near the end.
Wow.
Yeah. In 1999, a survey of the top 100 physicists voted for Einstein as the greatest physicist ever.
Yeah.
And that same year, he was named Time Magazine's Person of the Century.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
All those physicists getting together. Who voted against him and who did they vote for? Who else? Who else was in the running? Top three. We'll never know.
Nope.
Picked out a record to go along with Albert Einstein, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so a lot of Einstein's theories had to do with the concept of time.
Yes.
So we're
going
to play It's Just a Matter of Time by Brooke Benton.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That takes us back. Brooke Benton and It's Just a Matter of Time. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that bop?
Well, because we were talking about Albert Einstein.
Yes.
And a lot of his theories had to do with time.
They did,
yeah.
Indeed. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quote. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Go.
All right. Einstein played the violin.
He was also an inventor and held 50 patents.
And he was named Time's Person of the Century.
There you go. Well done, Albert Einstein.
Yep.
And today is his birthday?
Today's his birthday.
And he would have been...
really
we'll just sit here while know. No it's okay
140 something I don't know.
Okay. Folks want to learn more about Einstein, except how old he is. Where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
There you go. Plus, we do this live every day on Facebook Live. You can see behind the scenes every day at 4:10. And then we archive the footage up on YouTube. Search Sarah's Wiki Corner to catch the archives up there. Be sure to like and subscribe. Made possible by Niblack Foods.
146.
There you go. 146 today. Happy birthday, Einstein.
I used a calculator, which Einstein did not, we learned also.
You used a calculator on your phone, something else he didn't do.
That's right.
Imagine if Einstein came back today. He'd be like, what's going on? You guys have all kinds of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even I didn't realize what was going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Me
Happy St. Patrick's Day,
yes.
Sarah. Boom, boom. Back on Monday at 4:10. Fresh episode.
Yes.
All right. Looking forward to it. Traffic, weather, much more on the way. Oh, don't forget, we're talking movies with our movie man, Josh Eisenhart, coming up around 5:45 on Legends 102.7.